A big move by the Fed. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. As expected, it's raising interest rates.
The central bank is ratcheting up its efforts to withdraw the stimulus it showered on the U.S. economy during the pandemic, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing. And we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down.
Powell said that it's essential that the central bank tackles hot inflation to have a robust labor market. And as a result,
today the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a half percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target rate for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
The increase in the Fed's key rate raised it to a range of 0.75% to 1%. Its credit tightening will likely mean higher loan rates for many consumers and businesses over time.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden is taking steps to combat inflation.
Whether that is the historic release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, leading the world in their own release, continuing to talk to large global providers of oil and what they can do to help the global market.
This morning at the White House, the president pressed for Democratic-based legislation to raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressing outrage over the leaked draft Supreme Court decision, which seemed to indicate the court will overturn Roe versus Wade.
This is an assault on privacy. Who knows what's next? Who knows what's next? Marriage equality? There's so many things that are rooted in privacy in the Constitution that they could go after now.
Pelosi said abortion should not be a political issue. The United Nations says more than 300 civilians from the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol and four other towns have been evacuated to a region controlled by Ukrainian forces. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a disappointing update on the job market.
Payroll processing company ADP says it's seeing signs of slowing in the labor market in April. Private employers created just 247,000 new jobs last month. It's a weaker number than forecast. At small businesses surveyed by ADP, the number of jobs actually declined by 120,000. Hiring continued to improve at service sector employers, which covers everything from auto mechanics to restaurants, and leisure and hospitality hiring also improved. The Labor Department reports the monthly employment report on Friday. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The company behind TurboTax ordered to pay $141 million to customers that attorneys general from across the U.S. say were deceived by promises of free tax filing services. The new class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are in.
She's in. And Dolly Parton, Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, Eminem, and more have officially been announced as this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Also on the list, Eurythmics and Carly Simon will be inducted into the Rock Hall. Additionally, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Judas Priest will receive the Musical Excellence Award. Ari Belafonte and Elizabeth Cotton will be given the Early Influence Award, and the induction is set for November 5th in Los Angeles. It'll air at a later date on HBO and HBO Max. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Celebrity photographer Ron Galella, who was sued by Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis for his relentless pursuit of her in the 1960s and 70s, has died at age 91. Onassis battled Galella for years, eventually getting a restraining order for him to stay 25 feet away from her and 30 feet away from her children Despite some of his subjects objecting to being photographed, many of his pictures have received praise. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.